Hey John, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, pretty good. It's Tuesday. I mean, it's getting closer to Friday. I know. When it's Friday, When it's Friday, I love to answer that question when people ask, "How are you doing?" It's like, "I'm doing great." John, my name is Mario. I'm one of the agents within the department. We handle the pricing for the service that we offer. I know you spoke to Vic, one of our agents, for, you know, regarding Jay Moore site work. If you don't mind me asking, what exactly do you guys specialize in?
Cesspool, drywall, land clearing, foundation digging, grading, stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. But you would say that the main thing would be, you know, the pool thing and the drywalling?
Yeah, cesspools and drywall.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't mind me asking, you've been doing this for how long now?
I started my company in February, but I've done it other places for quite a few years now.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, but you've been doing this for yourself only since February, so you're still somewhat new to the, you know, to the industry as far as having your own company.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then what's the ultimate goal for Jay Moore? Are you trying to make this a bigger company, or are you just trying to get more work? What exactly are you?
As of now, just getting some more work.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. The reason I ask, and let me, you know, just keep it straight to the point with you, John. Our company is Local/. We are a Google Premier partner, right? We have a partnership with Google. Within our company, we have a position that opened up that became available this morning, and we're looking to get that filled in. You know, it's either with you or with the next person. But once we do, we would put you on that first page of Google and Bing, and then we close out the category since we don't work with anyone else that does the same thing in the area. You know, the reason we don't do that is because we don't want to compete against ourselves. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's what also sets us apart from other, you know, competitors. Aside from that, to keep it straight to the point, we put you on the top five directories, right? First page of Google. We do ads on Facebook for you. I'm not sure if are you running a Facebook ad page yet or not?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. Perfect. Let me make a quick note of that here. Okay. All right. And then as far as your website, do you have a website going for yourself, John, or something you still don't have yet?
No website.
No website. Okay. I mean, I'm sure you know the possibilities once you have a site. I mean, it's a game changer. You know, once you have your own site where people are able to, you know, go in there, check you out, check what you do. Here, I send you a sample site. This is just a sample site. I text that over to you. Let me know if you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, like I said, it's simply a sample site. If you just want to open that up, and obviously it would be referring to what you do, right? I just send you the first one that I had available. But it would be in reference to, you know, landscaping, I mean, drywalling and then pool services that you offer, right? And if you scroll down on that, you'll see that, you know, it would have your pictures, you know, what you do, the services that you offer, the times that you work. You know, and basic information from the company, and then of course it would have your own pictures, I'm sure. Do you take pictures of your jobs, John? Do you have any?
Yes.
Okay. Do me a favor, save those. It's always good. I mean, just in the event that we do work with you, you want to make sure you're keeping those, because we will upload those up to the website, right? Because, I mean, that's what people want to see. You know, I'm sure you know that. You know, people want to see what type of work you're providing, right? So aside from the, you know, creating you a website, we also put you on Yelp. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Yelp.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, you know, we get you on Yelp, we get you on Bing, we get you on Apple. You know, and then of course we get a website going for you, and then on the first page of Google, and it's very basic. It's like just an example. If anyone is looking for pole work in the area, what's going to happen is that you're going to be one of the top recommended companies on that first page of Google, right? So, J. Moore site work would come up, you know, on that first page of Google. And then I think, most importantly, we're not a pay-per-click or paper, site service, right? Where you are paying every time somebody is calling you or every time somebody is referring to you for whatever reason, you know, and I say that because there's other companies like, Home Advisor, Angie's List, that normally run their services this way. And a lot of, customers that we have, you know, switch over to us because they're not very content with that service. I'm not sure. Well, I do see here that you've done
It's actually funny you say that. I'm not very happy with Angie's List. I'm on there right now. Not very happy with them, if I'm being honest with you. The way they categorize my company is in the plumbing area, and I don't do plumbing. So I get a majority of phone calls for, like, oil tanks, you know, in someone's basement, and hot water burners. And that's not
Why would they do that?
The subcategory for excavation is in plumbing, which does not make sense to me. And unfortunately, they brought that to my attention after I had paid and locked in a contract with them. So I have found a couple of hits, like, here and there with them, but I get pop-ups on my phone every day for it, and it's always the wrong type of work. Every once in a while, I'll get something from them, but it's never anything, like, never anything solid.
That's unfortunate, man. Sorry to hear that. It really shouldn't be that way, right? You should definitely be receiving what you're paying for, right? I mean, it's
actually charged me like an absurd amount of money.
Well, you know what? If I'm just gonna keep it straight with you, John, a lot of the customers that are with us are customers that used to work with Angie's List, and you know, most of them, I have to say that just were not happy customers. I mean, I'm not one to talk bad about any other company because I don't think that's the way business should be conducted. But I could tell you very frankly that, you know, a lot of our customers did come from Angie's List, you know, for similar reasons to what you're referring to. You know, people that were just very unsatisfied. And I tell people, you know, you should do, you know, if you look at their site and look at their reviews, I mean, that'll tell you a lot. You know, a lot of people are unhappy. You know, I'm not saying that we're the best company in the world, but, you know, when you do a comparison, you see that the thousands and thousands of customers that we work with nationwide are very satisfied and content with the service that we provide, right? And, I mean, also putting us aside is being that, you know, having that partnership with Google. But, again, the most important portion here, John, is that we are a month-to-month service. We don't lock you in into a contract, right? So if, you know, you're happy with the service that we provide, you continue with us. If for any reason you're not, you know, we part ways and no hard feelings. And then the most important portion is our monthly rate, which is only $249, right? It's a flat rate. It includes...
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why we have tons of people from Angie's List that as soon as they hear what we charge, they're like, hey, sign me up. And I'm not just saying that to you, John, because I'm not working off a commission here. I mean, whether you sign up today or not, you know, my hourly rate, unfortunately, doesn't change. I wish it did, but it doesn't. But yes, as soon as customers hear, well, you know, they're like, well, $249, you guys put me on the first page of Google. You guys create my website. You put ads for me on Facebook. Put me on Yelp. Put me on Apple. Yep. That we're able to do that because of the partnership we have with Google, right? The only thing that the customer pays the first time is the initiation charge, which is the initial charge to cover programming, which is $99. Excuse me. You pay that the first month, but every month is $249. Even the first month when you sign up, the only thing that the first month you do pay $99 setup fee, right, to get the programming going. Okay. But it's $249 monthly. There is no contract. again, you decide when you want to cancel. And to be quite frank, and, you know, to be a straight shooter with you, John, our cancellation rate is extremely low. I mean, our customers are just very happy with the service, you know, because most companies are going to hit you with separate charges to create that website for you or to put Facebook ads on the on there for
right.
you. Right. I mean, you know, you've been around this. I mean, you know how it works, you know. So when I tell people it's $249, that's usually a no-brainer, right? That's like, hey. And the reason for that is that we only have one position open, right? I mean, we're not kidding when we say that. So let's say we fill it in with you, you know, that you do your drywalling and pool service, then we can't work with anyone else that does what you do, right? And that's something that an agreement that we have. And that's how we keep the partnership with Google, right? That we're not going to work with another company that does what you do. That's another thing that sets us aside from the competition or competitors, you know. Now, the other question that I had for you, are you, you know, let's say we did decide to work with you or you decide to work with us. Do you have the availability or capability of taking on more work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And are you a one-man crew, brother? Are you, you know, you have people working with you?
I have people working with me. So my company, so I run my company, and
uh-huh.
I also still work for a dump truck company.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you still have a
company happens to be my. Yeah, I still technically have a full-time job over here, but what that does is that gives me full access to any trucking that needs to be done for job sites, whether it be dirt in or out of the job site, stone in or out, transportation of my equipment. It really gives me an advantage that some other people might not have. Is that I have
makes sense.
10
makes sense.
Dump trucks ready to go. So if I do a foundation.
That's a lot of trucks, man.
I could easily get that. Yeah, well, and we're still actually a rather smaller company. There are other companies on Long Island with like 43 trucks, but they don't do excavations. They're strictly.
Oh, trucks. I see. Okay, okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so as far as, you know, taking on more work, then you're definitely, you have the means and the capability to do
yeah.
that. Okay, the only reason we ask is, you know, once we start putting you on all these platforms, including the first page of Google and putting up, you know, ads on Facebook and putting you on Yelp, that's a lot of platforms, right? So we just want to make sure that, you know, once, you know, things start rolling in that, you know, you're just able to handle them. So that's a good thing. Okay, perfect. And then how far out are you willing to work? I mean, outside of the area you're in?
I'll pretty much cover anywhere on Long Island. I'd like to stay out of Queens and you know, the five boroughs as much as I can, but if it's a good paying job, I guess I'll, you know, bite the bullet and go into the city. But anywhere pretty much Suffolk County and Nassau County.
Okay. All right. So, you know, what we'll do is that, you know, you would give us a specific area that you want to target your marketing in, because we can do anywhere up to 50 miles out of, you know, where you're at. So that's not a problem. The only thing that we ask is that, I mean, it's going to be your discretion. Obviously, if you accept the job, I mean, I'm assuming that the money has to be right, you know, in order for,
yeah.
for you to do traveling that's quite outside. Okay. And then what are the hours of operations that you're working? I mean, I'm asked that because this is the information we, you know, put on the site, you know. Is it a Monday through Friday type of job?
No, I could do Saturdays too. Yeah, 7 to 4, because when
okay.
you have to come in, the town is only going to permit certain times.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that down. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Are you doing emergency calls or anything of that nature?
At the moment, no.
No, okay. Perfect. And then no Sundays either, right?
No. I'm not going to be able to get permits for Sunday work.
You're right about that. You're not lying. Okay. Perfect. Alright. And I'm assuming you're licensed, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Insurance as well?
Yes.
Okay. The only reason that I asked that, it's a lot easier to get the JBP verified through Google, you know. If you didn't have them, it's still something that we can, you know, we help our clients work even though they don't have them. But it just makes it quite a bit easier when, you know, they're insured and they have the license. So it's a lot better. It makes it a lot smoother.
Right.
All right, brother, I'm all set on my end as far as getting all the information I need from you. The only thing, you know, if you want to work with us, the only thing you would have to cover is that $249, and then you don't pay that again until, what's the day, the 18th? You don't pay that again until July 18th because it's a month-to-month service. Again, you do have the ability to cancel whenever you like. I got to be straight with you. I don't think, you know, after you see know what we're able to do, I don't think canceling will be something you do, especially at $249. But I mean, you do have that option. It's always open to you, you know, to be able to terminate the service at any time that you like. And the other thing is to ensure that you are keeping pictures and everything of that nature, because if you decide, you know, to move forward today, our IT department, which is operations, they will reach out to you tomorrow or Thursday. You know, because they're the ones that are going to need all that information from you, right? Like the pictures,
right.
What do you want the website to say, what do you want, you know, all the specifics they go into, right? Because these are the IT department, right, that, you know, they gather all that other information.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like I said, I mean, yeah, you're ready to go, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I could, because I'm currently driving right now, I can't really look into it much and all that. But yeah, if
no,
something that I can do.
Yeah, it's your decision, brother. I mean, it's your company. You know, I mean, I'm not here, like I told you before, working off a commission. If I was, I mean, I'd definitely be a lot more persistent, right? But
yeah.
If you have the capability of doing this, John, you know, you sound like a straight guy. It's definitely a good opportunity for Jay Moore. You know, I mean, the opportunity at $249.
Yeah, if I just have like a day to get my things together, because I have to. I'm gonna bite the bullet with Angie and cancel. They're gonna charge me a cancellation fee. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely. I'm interested in it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what I'll do? I mean, if the position hasn't filled up, I mean, because normally it does, if I'm being straight with you, John. If it doesn't, I mean, I can, you know, give you a call back. Obviously, if you don't hear from me, it's because, you know, another person took up on the offer. Like I said, we only work with one client, unfortunately. The only thing, I mean, if you were really interested, John, you know, in really, saving this spot or really getting the position to get you going on that first page of Google and your website, we normally do what we call a hardship. Since you're still a new customer, you have less than 6 months, we are able to do a courtesy waiver of those $99. I mean, we typically don't do that, and you know, because our pricings are already very competitive, you know, for what the services that we offer.
Right.
But, I mean, if you are serious about getting on board, I can go ahead and do that for you, and then, you know, your initiation will start today at $249. So I can go ahead and waive the $99 for you.
Right.
I mean, like
so
I said, John, if you're able to.
Do I have to do over the phone, or can you?
Yeah, well,
you, like, send
all the
email to get this going.
No, what we do is that we set this up over the phone, and then we send you confirmation of everything. I'll send everything to your email. Or, you know, and I'll text it to you as well. We'll get that confirmation going. I think the most important part is just setting aside the category and the spot that we have available. Right? Because if we don't, then, you know, based on my experience, it's consumed really quick. You're the second person that we call today. The first person didn't answer their phone. So you're the second person that we call. And, you know, when people hear it's 249, it's literally a no-brainer, right? Like I said, if you're able to do it, brother, it's definitely worth it. You know, I mean, aside from what you're doing from Angie's List, and, you know, everything that they're doing for you at Angie's List, you can go ahead and, like you said, cancel that. And then, you know, we'll take over from there, right? So you don't have to be paying that additional money that it definitely sounds like it's not very useful.
Yeah, no, it really hasn't been.
Yeah, and it sucks that things are like that, right? I mean, like I tell you, I mean, you're not the first one, man. I hear that all the time. And people come from Angie's List here, and everybody that does always has some type of feedback that is not very, very great per se. Right? You know? But
yeah,
like
I
said, brother, I mean, you know, ultimately it's your company, but, you know, I tell you this just like a straight shooter, man. If you're able to do it, man, take the leap, man. It's going to be worth it. I can tell you that based on my experience. I have my sister and my cousin both here with the company. You know, but again, if something that, you know, you can pay for right now or you can't afford right now, then again, completely understandable as well, man. You know, but if it's something you're able to do, you'll see in the long run that you definitely made a good decision. Now, I'm not just saying that because I work here. You know, I like to stand behind the things that I do that are actually productive, right? I would not bring family over here if it's something that I know that was not going to show results.
Right.
Right, and that's why I brought family over, because the last thing I need is to be at a family gathering and and get the stink eye, you know? You know, but if you're able to do it, brother, it's definitely worth it. I'll tell you that, man. Like I said, it's not an obligation. If it's something you don't like, you know, in a month, 2 months from now, you can cancel it, right? But I highly doubt, and take my word for that I don't think this is something you're going to cancel. I think, you know, we'll have a conversation 2 or 3 months from now because you'll have my number, and I think it'll be a very pleasant one. You know, and I only say that because of, you know, all the feedback I get from clients like yourself that were like, you know what, let me think about it. You know what happens a lot, John, is that I get customers that call me like tomorrow or the next day, and it's like, hey, all right, Mario, let's go ahead and get this done. And it's like, hey, man, I'm sorry, you know, nothing personal, but this position is not open anymore, you know. So there's nothing that we can do, right? We can't force to work with another company that does the same thing if we're already working with one person. You know, and I think that people really fall in love not only with the pricing but with the services that we render. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, John. You know, I mean, we're doing something right. You know, and having that partnership with Google definitely, you know, puts us, you know, ahead of that competition. So, like I said, brother, if it's something you can do for Jay Moore, for your company, man, it's going to be worth it, you know. But, again, it's up to you.
Fuck it, let's do it.
You're my type of guy, brother. You know what? I can't say this because the call is being recorded, but I would like to, have a nice cold one someday. That'd be nice.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why sometimes, you know, when it's Friday, man, I'm just waiting to get out of here, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
All right, John, let me just get some very basic info so I don't keep you much on the line. Tell me, what time tomorrow are you going to be available? Because I need you to speak to the operations department, because that's going to be very important for you. The sooner you get that done, the faster we can get it going.
After 2 o'clock is usually, I drive during the day if I'm not
okay,
in my machine, so... You know, doing things on the phone is kind of hard.
Okay, perfect. So let's
after
say
2 o'clock is usually when I'm out of the truck.
Okay, so between 2 and 3 p.m. will work for you.
Yes.
Or what do you say between 3 and 4?
No, 2 and 3 is good.
2 and 3, okay. Perfect. And just make sure you pick up that call, because I want, you know, make sure that we get that done as soon as possible. All right. And then, John, what's your last name, brother?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
All right. And give me a good email address where I can send all the confirmations to.
jmooresitework@gmail.com.
All right, and the phone number here, is that the same? Can we list this number on the site as well? The 631-896?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then can you give me the business address where you're registered at, please?
18 Savannah Circle, Mount Sinai.
18 Savannah? Spell that for me.
Savannah. S-A-V-A-N-N-A.
Okay, and that circle?
Yes.
Got it. And zip code 39047?
No, 11766.
Okay, hold on. Let me correct that. I'm not sure why. Hey, John, do you mind if I ask you a personal question, brother?
Sure.
How old are you, bro?
24.
All right, just asking, man. You sound really young, and you are.
Yeah, a little bit.
not a little bit, a lot, man. You know what? At 24, I was not thinking of running a business, man. Good for you, man.
Brian.
All right. You said the zip code is 11766?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I just want to make sure I have all the information proper when we upload it. And this is it Coram or Mount Sinai?
Mount Sinai.
Okay, that's what I'm showing on here. Okay.
Yeah, it's like right on the border, so it's
all. And then Savannah is 18 Savannah, right? S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H?
No H.
No H. Okay, here we go. I found it now. Sorry about that. Okay.
That's all right.
All right, and then I need a security question from you, brother. This is in the event that we call you. We want to verify, you know, we want to make sure that you know it's us and that we know it's you. You have three options here. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
City I was born in.
Okay. Go ahead.
Huntington.
Okay. All right, got it. One second. All right, Huntington, perfect. All right, and what card are you using, John? Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
Visa. Okay, so it's going to start with a number 4 whenever you're ready, brother.
I can't really get my wallet out right now because I'm driving. That's why I was asking before if this is so I could do this tomorrow at 2.
Oh, okay. No, like, you know what, if you want, I can wait for you so you can just, once you give me this information, then that's, you know, it's up to you, brother. I mean, I don't want to feel like you're being pressured into anything, man. I'm just saying, this is how I'm able to...
No. Right, I'm driving a 18-wheeler right now, so I can't really take my eyes off the road and do, you know, credit card information.
Okay, give me 1 second. Man, you're driving an 18-wheeler?
Yes.
That's a big truck. Is that the biggest ones they have?
No, they got bigger.
Okay. I'm thinking you're driving a big rig, right? 1, 2.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? I don't know exactly how to do this then, John. You know, because in order for me to remove the spot, you know, so we don't call anyone else on it, I just have to complete the payment. Because I was taking a bit. I was removing the $99 charge there, and this is I'm just in the last portion of it to get everything completed here.
Right.
And if there's any possible way you can just read those numbers off to me really quick, I'll grab them really quick from you. And then I'll send you a text and email confirmation right away.
Kind of like barreling down a highway right now.
Okay. I mean, I can wait with you if you want me to, you know. If not, it's up to you, brother. I can wait, you know. I mean, I'm here another 4 hours. 5 hours, actually. 9, yeah.
Yeah, this couldn't wait till tomorrow when you call me back at 2?
Well, tomorrow is not the call to process the... Right now, I mean, you know, to shoot it straight to you, Mr. Moore, is simply just so I can remove this site. So it's not... the availability on the spot is not given to someone else because I don't have the access, you know, not to allow the system to dial the next person. And like I said, that's what I'm trying to prevent, you know. I mean, right, once we take care of this, where we take the spot off the list, then I can call you back whenever you want, you know, simply just reserving the spot for you. I think that's the only challenge, right, that I'm looking at right now. But,
right,
you know, I mean, if you're worried about, you know, giving me that information over the phone or such nature, I mean, I'll send that information to you immediately. As a confirmation, you know, the calls are being recorded and monitored, just so you know, for quality control services. So there's no funny business
right.
being done. I'm not, you know, just for your security.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we've been doing this 20
nice.
Years, man.
Bear with me.
We're not
a few more minutes.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yeah, just bear with me like a few minutes then so I can find a spot to get off the highway.
No worries. Hey, John, have you ever had to go on one of those things where they have the sand in, where it's called like an emergency ramp type of thing?
Sorry?
You know what I'm talking about? I said, have you ever had to go on those emergency ramps?
No.
I see them on the highway sometimes where they have like sand.
They don't really have those on Long Island. There's not enough big enough hills over here for that.
Oh, okay, because sometimes I see them, you know, some roads. I just wonder if people actually use them. I've never seen anyone use them before.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Long Island, so there's really not, like, monstrous hills like that.
Oh, okay. Hey, are you familiar with the Impractical Jokers guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see those guys on TV all the time. They're always representing Long Island.
a few minutes, almost at an exit where I can pull off somewhere good.
Yeah, no worries, man. And then the pictures that you have of some of the work you've done, is it recent, John, or is it older pictures?
Yeah, it's within like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay, so it's not old ones. Okay, perfect. One thing that I will ask you is that, you know, we're going to provide you a link as well, John. And this link, you're going to be able to send over to the client. Make sure that you actually are sending that link over, because any time that the client, you're done with their job, they can leave you a review, right? And we make it really simple for the customer to give you a review. And we ask that you're involved with that, because that's important.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, you know, nowadays a lot of people also look at reviews, right? They want to see what other clients are saying about you. So we ask that, you know, and when you're done a job, you know, you ask the customer, hey, you know what, do me a favor and shoot me a review. It really does help the business in that aspect.
Okay.
So this is your regular work then, right? Driving that big rig?
Yes. It kind of goes hand in hand with my company as well, so everything.
Well, that works. That works out for you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, are you looking to one day stop doing this and just do your company? Is that the objective?
If it goes that way, then yeah. I would, I guess I'll have to part ways.
And you started young, doing the 24 years old, man. That's really young to be driving those big old trucks, man.
Yeah.
A lot of the times you see a lot of older gentlemen doing that.
I started driving about 2 years. Yeah, I started driving actually about 2 years ago.
Hey, how's the compensation, John, if you don't mind me asking doing that? Is it pretty good?
I make good money because I'm also the dispatcher for this company. So,
Okay.
I guess you could say, like, the manager.
Okay. Oh, so you tell people what routes to go and stuff like that?
Yep.
Nice.
All right, let me see. All right, I have that card number when you're ready.
All right, go ahead, yeah.
All right, so it's 4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
This is 0165.
0165. 9238. Is expiration date, John?
0329.
Okay, and then there's a CC code, which is the last three numbers on back of the card.
907.
907. Okay, perfect. All right. Just verify the card. It's good. And then I'll send you a confirmation over. I'll send that over via email to the email you provided and also to your phone as a text message.
Okay.
And then when they call you tomorrow, John, I am going to need you to spare like 30 to 40 minutes because it does take about 30, 40 minutes to get that completed, okay? So I'm hoping that between 2 and 3, you will have that window of opportunity to get that done.
Yeah, I think I should be good by then.
Okay, you know what? I just checked the times, and I actually don't have 2 to 3. They're taken up. those spots are taken up. What I do have is 4 to 5.
Yeah, 4 to 5 will work.
Okay, perfect. Okay, says that's confirmed. Okay, and then how far you said was okay for you to travel outside of Mount Sinai, 30, 40 miles? How far are you willing to travel, John?
Yeah, I could do 40, 50 miles.
40 to 50, okay. I mean, obviously it's going to be your discrepancy if, you know, it's worth it for you. Okay.
Right.
Okay, 40 to 50 miles. Okay. And then we are going to create you a new website. And then we're also going to create you a new Facebook page for the ads as well. Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's almost done here. Just processing this, making sure it's good. All right, the last step, John, I just got to read to you what we call a voice verification. In order for us to stay compliant, we must read this over to you. So I'm going to read this to you, and then we'll call you tomorrow between 4 and 5. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recorded. The reason being is that, you know, we have on you on a discounted pre-agreement. It's an added form of protection. And then we're going to send this in writing to you and an invoice as well. So as I'm walking you through this, John, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me and ask me to clarify it for you. Simply say, hey, Mario, what does this mean? And then we'll go over it. I just want to make sure that we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Locals Flash, John. This is a voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Locals Flash and its added form of protection for you as well. To ensure accuracy, can you please state the name of the business?
J. Moore Sitework.
Thank you. Can you please state your name and the title you have with the company?
John Moore, owner.
Thank you. And you are an authorized party to enter an agreement on behalf of the company?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing as well?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're also actively involved in the campaign, John. When we say that is, you know, when we were talking about the, you know, making sure your customers are giving, you know, you're sending the link to get reviews. You know, make sure you're doing that because it does help. And then as a result of increased visibility,
okay,
please be advised if you get calls from third-party vendors, you know, that are trying to sell you a service that you already have with us, you'll be provided with a security question to verify that it's us calling. It's the one that you put Huntington for. Okay, so you're the only one that's going to know that. Okay. Agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The calls are going to come from an 877 number, John. It's 877-635-6225. It's our customer service number. Make sure we ask that you save that number or as part of your contacts. What I'll do is I'll text you from it. That way you'll have it, John. You know, to make it easier for you, I'll text it to you.
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified market representative, also, do you agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically means that, you know, if you start doing advertisement outside of what we're already doing for you, make sure you notify us. We need, you know, we want to know if there's other efforts being done aside from us.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Your initial payment turn setup charge is today, June 18, in the non-refundable amount, which is $249. I did waive the $99 for you. We're doing that as a courtesy. So the total is only $249. The second payment will be completed automatically on the 18th of next month. That's a recurring payment. Keep in mind that this is not a contract. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client service department. The number that I'm going to text you from, the 877-635-6225, and speak to a live representative. If you want to stop charges on the next month, we only ask that you give us a call 3 days, 3 business days before the next billing cycle. Okay, if you decide that you wanted to cancel, John, just give us a ring 3 days before.
Okay.
Okay. And do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to Local Splash, John. I think I got everything on my end. I ask that you please pick up the call tomorrow. Right now, you're going to get quite a bit of text messages because I'm going to – well, let me actually send that to you right now before I get off the line with you. I ask that you just make sure that you you pick up that call tomorrow, brother. You know, I don't want it to be delayed for you longer than it has to. All right, bear with me. I'm just 2 more minutes, and I'll get you off the line, John. Just want to send you this confirmation. Make sure I'm good. You there with me, brother?
One second. Really?
Oh, no, I'm just...
Fuck. Yeah, no problem. I'm out of here with this. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
No, don't be sorry. Sorry about that.
No, you're good, John. You're all set on our end, brother. You're going to get a confirmation. You're also going to get a message that says invoice and welcome to Local Splash. When you get a chance, I know you're busy today, but do that before 4 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. It's our terms and agreement. It's basically saying, you know, that this is not a contract, that you're only paying $249, that we're putting you on the first page of Google, that you're on a service where it includes the Facebook ads, Yelp, everything that we went over. It's called our terms and agreements. On the bottom portion of it, there's going to be 2 little boxes that have orange on them. Make sure you sign those and send them back. It's just the terms and agreements, you know, saying that I did go over that information with you. And then tomorrow between 4 to 5 p.m., you will get the call with our operations team, and they'll go over everything with you. And if you have any questions or any other concerns, make sure you address it with them as well. But I also send you my my phone number here. Let me make sure I send it to you. And I'll send you my direct extension as well, John. That way, if you have any, you know, things that you want to clarify, make sure you give me a ring and send it over to my extension. I'll be more than happy to help you with that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I send you a text message with my number and my extension. You know, just make sure you get those terms and conditions signed. And then be prepared tomorrow between 4 and 5 p.m. To get that phone call. Like I said, make sure you have about 30 or 40 minutes to spare, John, because you're going to need all the, you know, more precise details from you so we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, John, thank you. And again, welcome to Local Splash, brother. You know, welcome to being part of the family. I think that, don't take it from me. You'll see. I mean, you know, we'll touch bases a few months down the line. And, you know, I think that you definitely are heading in the right direction, man. You know, your success reflects on us. And that's how we keep the partnership that we have with Google. Right. So, you know, let's work together and put Jay Moore on the map, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, you got it, man. You got it. You have my number. You have my extensions. You have any questions, any doubts, any concerns, man, don't hesitate to give me a text. You can text me back at that number. If I don't respond right away, you know, give me a couple hours. I'm very consumed with a lot of clients for the most part, but I will get back to you, man, if you have any questions. But tomorrow, if there's, you know, if you need help with anything, or, you know, make sure that you address that over to IT department and our operations team, they're really helpful. They're really great at what they do as well, and I think you're going to be very happy that you made this decision, John.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right, brother. You take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now.